Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 10th of Safar 1442, we present to you a report back. And today's report back, we have entitled it, The Trip to Balfour. So let us tell you, very, very interesting week that passed by. We say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. All thanks, gratitude is to Almighty Allah alone. You don't have to record anything. We will send you the podcast, so don't worry, don't record anything. So people want to record, we will send it to you. So if my brother lucky is here, we will send it to you, professional, don't worry. So your quality is inferior, we'll give you the superior quality one. So Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu, all grace, all thanks, praise to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So mashallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you must highlight it, pronounce it, announce it. We must not say that it's because of my degrees and my intelligence. Nay, we got nothing, we non-entities. It is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man lam yashkuri nas lam yashkuri Allah. The people who don't thank humanity, in reality, have not thanked Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, from Monday to Saturday, our morning program, only thanks, grace, mercy of Almighty Allah, picking up very, very well on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Al-Jama'ah. I started around 10 to 5 and end of it just before 20 past 5 or so. So obviously, as Salat goes earlier, it will go earlier. But for this week, this is the time. So last week, Alhamdulillah, Mauna Arafah and myself, what brings great joy to me is the non-Muslims who are listening and pose questions, and we really encourage that. So that is very, very enlightening. Our message is for humanity. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be rahmatul alameen, a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Our message is international and global for all people and at all times and all places and spaces. So, and then mashallah, the tafsir is getting on, and with the help and mercy of Allah, and now Hapas 1 to 2 also, you listen to the tafsir, the fourth time we have started the Quran Sharif with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So excellent it is, Allah accept it and grant us ikhlas and sincerity, istiqamat, steadfastness, and qabuliyat, we only beg Allah for that. So Rabbana taqabbal minna. And then Monday night, mashallah, we have the Q&A, and that's one of the most popular programs for the past 20 years, alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala accepted, Allah Ta'ala give us that acceptance and qabuliyah. Tuesday was the 22nd of September. You need to mark the date down. So you must remember, was Tuesday last week was 22nd September. So why is 22nd September important? For us living in lands, and for people like me who go there every day. If you know South Africa's history, the apartheid inhumane system we had, they would judge people by their color. So they told the whites, you stay in Johannesburg. They told the Indians, you come here to lands. And we had no choice. Lands is the abbreviated version of Lanesha. They told the colored, you go to El Dorado Park, Eldos it's called. And then the African, the black, they said, you must go to Soweto. So when you study the history, then you will find that the Sabri Masjid is the oldest masjid here in Lands, and the second is the Mias Farm Masjid, the Jami Masjid. So mashallah, so that is, you must remember, 48 years old. If you take Gregorian calendar, established 22nd of September, and mashallah, 1972. And I gave you a whole program on that few weeks ago, and anybody wants it, even now we will send you the podcast. So the history of the Jami Masjid. So 50 years approximately, if you take Islamically. So wonderful, wonderful, mashallah. So Tuesday after our program, Tuesday night, so I spoke about, you must remember in the tafsir, the importance of having a masjid, the virtues of masjid, and all these type of issues, and what is the sin and the crime, and the people who close the masjid, what are the consequences, all that we will discuss later on. So inshallah al-aziz. So all that Tuesday night, mashallah, then we have Q&A in English, Urdu, Gujarati also. Some brothers, they ask in Gujarati. Our masjid, Jami Masjid, is very metropolitan. You get people, the Arabs there, and you get the India brothers there, South Africans there, and African brothers. So mashallah, gives a nice feeling also. So that's why it was a historic day for us. And I got good information from Mias Farm also. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Then on Wednesday was the 23rd of September. Why I'm giving you these Gregorian dates is for a reason. So mashallah, as all of you know who listen to this program, I have a set timetable. With Allah's help, when you have a set timetable, you can accomplish much more in minimum time. So that you must lead a life that has a proper timetable. Always remember that. So nevertheless, we have our bliss of marriage on Tuesday, Wednesday. One of the days, I think it was Wednesday, was very interesting. The one Shia wanted to challenge us, you know. So alhamdulillah, we debated with the Shias here in South Africa. We debated with them in Iran. With Allah's help, everywhere we beat them, they admitted themselves. You must remember that. So you must just ask them 2-3 questions and finish. So it was bliss of marriage. So I asked him, that person, that Shia, that I said, your Khomeini, la'anahu Allah, wrote, in tawdihul masail, you can make muta, prostitution, for 1 hour. Tell me what's the answer. Finish, whole argument, finish. So they definitely promote prostitution, and they involve in it, many of them. So we must be very clear. BBC carried the whole documentary on it, what they got to do with Sunni and Shia and all these things here. But the truth, remember the sentence, the truth will always flourish, and the batil, the falsehood, will always perish. That is the law of Allah. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. Then Wednesday I go and read Asr. I am in the Sufi masjid nearby. I read Zohar Salat there now. And then before my tafsir. And then I go to Khanka, and most of the time Jami Masjid. So these three I triangle here, alhamdulillah. So I read Asr Salat there, and then I went, mashallah, to Darul Zakaria, and I looked at my watch, because I said, let's see how much time I have before Maghrib. So it was 30 minutes, because I have to give all the news to Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib. I told you, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib came to Karachi in 1972. He was studying, you know, iftar, not iftar, at that time he was doing da'wat and all that, meaning the takhassus and all that. Then after, in 74, he became a teacher, appointed teacher by Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah, and we his first students. So that I confirmed this many times with him. So we his first batch, alhamdulillah. And then 1987, Hazrat Mohana Shabir Saluji, hafizahullah, invited him. So alhamdulillah, from that time till now, we got good ta'alluq, excellent, alhamdulillah. Hazrat gets so happy, I get elated, obviously. So that we just meet and we speak. So I told him, Hazrat, aaj te is tarikh hai September ka today. today, this is last week Wednesday, that, and you know what happened, that this is Yomul Watani, the national day for Saudi Arabia, and they celebrate it, but this year it is a very low-key event because of the coronavirus and the COVID-19 and so forth. So, but they counted 90 years. So if you count Saudi Arabia, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, as it is said in Arabic, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiya to Saudiya, so 23rd September and 1932. So obviously it's not 90 years, but they counted Islamically and they celebrated 90 years. So you should know all these things. Then mashallah that we had some other important discussions about certain politics and countries and what have you. And thereafter was Maghrib and then we go to class. So Ibn Majah is finished now. They started Sahih Muslim. So I sat with the students there for years now with Allah's help, mashallah, and it's very good for me. I learned so many things. And then the student next to me told me, please, please read, it's my turn. So I said, fine, let me read. So I read the whole hadith, mashallah. It was about Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu and his wife Hinda radiallahu anha. So I read, then Hazrat explained the hadith and it carried on. So mashallah, that also Allah Ta'ala accept that we can still read a hadith in front of our honorable asatiza and teachers and so forth. And after 1 hour or so, then we have another half an hour and then we have a lot of academic discussions. The first half an hour is more politics and what current affairs and what's going on. And then that is now we have mashuras, we have bilateral talks. I like the talk word, bilateral talks, like the politics. So anyway, you must remember, it's just me and Hazrat there, alhamdulillah. And you know, we discuss many, many issues and so forth. So you ask him, Hazrat, did hadith say this, this one say this. But it's very intense, mashallah. So very, very good it is, you know. So that is Wednesday. By the time I come back home, it's already 9 o'clock because I read Maghrib day, Isha day. Isha is late day, 8:15. Then after Isha and all, by the time we come back, so it's over 9 o'clock already. Then Thursday, mashallah, because it was a holiday, so Yom Turath, that is Heritage Day in South Africa. I wonder what the heritage we're going to discuss in South Africa. If it was the apartheid regime, that is their heritage. And if the current regime, then corruption is their heritage. I wonder what they're going to discuss, you know. But anyway, you must remember that that is, you must remember the reality of the day. So I always wonder with these things, you know, if you ask me, some of these holidays, they need to be scrapped because you say the economy is in tatters and is totally finished. So get the people back to work, you know, make a productive nation. You can't have so many public holidays and so forth, but who's going to listen to us, you know? We're not politicians, we're simple Simons. So anyway, that was just in passing. So nevertheless, you must remember, so I decided Maulana Arafat was going to Durban, so let me have a special program. And I received so many queries on a daily basis almost regarding inheritance. So alhamdulillah, from, you know, with Maulana Khalid Yaqub, from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we had a wonderful program, 2-hour program. Anybody wants that, we'll send you the podcast also. It's on our website. You can go to Mufti A.K. Hussain, MuftiAkHoosen.net, and you will find all the programs there. Or the MarkazSahaba.com, MarkazSahaba.com. And that is what, then again, at night it played, mashallah, 8 to 10. So it was a wonderful, wonderful program. So that was now Thursday. And then Thursday night also I had a program, one of these youngsters and all of them, you know, they have some things to discuss and whatever. So anyway, so it was very, very good and so forth. Friday, mashallah, I decided, made arrangements with the Balfour Jamaat. Now Balfour, I'm from Heidelberg, born and bred there. So Balfour is very near, 18 miles in the olden days. We used to say Balfour from Heidelberg, 18 miles. And Nigel, 9 miles. So these were the closest places, you know. So mashallah, about 9:15, I left here. And mashallah, my wife, myself, and at 10:30, I was there. And my host was brother Ziad Suleiman. Now he's from Grevelingstad. Now I don't know if you all even know where Grevelingstad is. When you travel, now I traveled that road 20 years, you know, from Heidelberg to Newcastle. So you go Balfour, you pass Grevelingstad, Stenerton, then you come to Falkirk, Charlestown, then is Newcastle, Majuba, and all that. So that is how you must remember that is the old road to Durban, what we will say. So that is my family, they're very close family. So is their son, mashallah, Ziyad, and his wife is mashallah also from Potchefstroom. So they all got mashallah three children. Naila, I remember the daughter's name. So I asked her, what's the meaning of your name? So she forgot, she said. So I told her that Usman radiallahu anhu's wife's name was Naila, to receive all the good bounties and favors from Almighty Allah. So mashallah, we were there by 10:30, and then, you know, freshen up and everything. And then the khutbah was given by Sheikh Abdullah Awad Al-Juwani. So because of their national day and what have you, so he was praising them, speaking of their history and what's happening and so forth. And so, you know, a patriotic citizen, as you will say. So anyway, so we just translated it and gave a lot of history and all advices and so forth. Then we made dua. And then about 12:20, I was there in the Balfour Masjid. So azan was 5:25. So mashallah, there were some brothers there already. And you know, wherever I go, I try and find out the history. This masjid in Balfour, let me give you something. I told it was very interesting. So this history masjid in Balfour was established in 1960, you know. And Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali, our first Sheikh, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So Hazrat Mawlana was a real waliullah, mashallah. So Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, so he was the guest. Our Wali Kala, Rahimahullah, our Hafiz Yusuf Kala's father, so went and brought him in 1960, when the masjid was just built and established and all that. So I know all this information from those days with Allah's help. So 1960, and you come to our masjid, Heidelberg, the town masjid, it is the second oldest masjid in the whole of Transvaal. The oldest masjid in Transvaal is the Kirk Street Masjid in Johannesburg and Heidelberg. So Heidelberg, our masjid, very interesting. I did all research on it when we were building the new masjid in town, in the township there. So anyway, so the people from Vereeniging, people from Balfour, people from Nigel, all the surrounding areas, trading start and all the farms, they all would come to Heidelberg for Jumu'ah and Eid and so forth and so on. So that's history also, very, very interesting. So mashallah, then I delivered a talk, spoke for half an hour, spoke of what's happening and currently the micro, the macro in South Africa and the world. Then the khutbah and salat, and then a wonderful lunch, then mashallah, that was in Balfour. And I spent, and our brother Suleiman, that is Ziyad's father, was there, his mother was there, Allah reward them all, mashallah. And I remember I sat on the table for 1 hour, we were talking, enjoying the lunch. Then I told him, Suleiman, we have to go now. So then we went to our brother Hanif's place. Hanif Ba passed away last week Friday, not this Friday, previous Friday. Good friend of ours, when we were young, we used to play soccer, cricket, everything together. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. His sons were there. So mashallah, I met both the sons. We made dua for the deceased. I told them we're going to the graveyard. So Balfour, yeah, special place for me. That my dada, daddy, uncles, aunties, cousins, so many of them. My sister, when I spoke to her that night, I said it's more than 20, 25 graves of ours there. A very, very close family. First. So mashallah, we try and go to most of them, make dua for all of them, make collective dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Friday evening, certain things started happening there. So first we found a clip, mashallah, people started sending to me of Mufti Ibrahim Saleji. Mufti Ibrahim Saleji is one of the senior ulama and muftis of South Africa. And, you know, he studied by Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he spoke about the ulama from Johannesburg, meaning the Jamiat and them. They came there and they said that they didn't close all the masjid. It's an absolute lie, that is. So he took out the pamphlet and so forth of theirs and showed them the Yazidi suspension and so forth. You see, this is what I want to say. When you lie, then remember and you justify. Mistakes we all make, sins we all commit. So be honest and apologize. But no, we will lie, we will make propaganda, fool the people. And remember, Allah said, Surah 2, verse 114, when you close the masjid, when you go to court to close the masjid, You, the seven organizations who went, remember this is what's happening to you now. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any politician, any government. We speak from Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba, our Akabir. So Alhamdulillah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-barakatu ma'akabirikum. Hadith is sahih, this is. Even Sheikh Albani said it's sahih. Remember, barakah is when you follow your true elders. So, Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi, Ibrahim Sanjalvi, Rahimahullah, what a great scholar. I always say that. And I never met the others who started, you must remember, Maulana Waliullah, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mia, and so forth. So, Maulana Muhammad Gardi in White River, he gives me some information because that's his nana. I know our Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, used to speak of Maulana Muhammad Mia and used to say what a visionary he was, and so forth. So, these are the people that golden age, and we all indebted. Our Quran Sharif used to come from Mia's farm. They used to come and take our examination. But we speak of today, from gold status, it came to junk status. I mean, you can't get away from these things, yeah. So lies upon lies. Then lo and behold, one lawyer, not Yusha, another lawyer, he sends me listen to this clip of Yusha. So I said that now this has to be shown to the public. So Alhamdulillah, I'm telling you, I sent it out, what Yusha said. He didn't send it, somebody other lawyer sent it. And then Mufti Saleji, he didn't send it, somebody else sent it. So this is the facts. So what you going to hide now? It's unprecedented in Islamic history. Maulvis, imams, sheikhs, organizations go to court to close the masjid. Surah 2 verse 114, Lahum fid dunya khidyu. For you in this world will be disgrace upon disgrace. And you can see it happening. Apologize to the ummah unless you want to curry favor more and more with the government. That's your issue. Ya Milh al-Ummah, Sufyan Thawri, he was a contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa, used to say, oh you ulama, I'm speaking of real ulama now, not Ya Milh al-Ummah, oh ulama, you are the salt of this ummah. Ida fasad al-milhu fasad al-tu'am. When you are corrupted, the salt gets corrupted, the food taste is gone. When you, the ulama, become corrupted, we become corrupted, the ummah becomes corrupted. So what do you expect today? When we try and lie our way out in full public and full, and now the lawyers show us that the documents were presented in court. So Alhamdulillah, I always say that we follow Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafidhullah in all these type of issues because we know his history, we know we have Aitimad, and Hazrat Mufti Saleji, Ibrahim Saleji made a good point there. He said, the truth of the matter is, the Ummah has lost confidence in you, the Jusa, Uksa, call whatever you want to. We don't follow Jusa, we don't follow Uksa, we follow Musa. So remember that. So Musa, Ebadlisul Ulama, also, that's what we follow. And you want to follow Wifakul Ulama, very good. So that is the truth. We don't have to curry favor. So that is there. Now what has happened? So you must remember, people say, show us. So we're sending out, I'm telling you now, anybody you want, the clip of Mufti Ibrahim Saleji, Hafizahullah, principal of Ta'lim Uddin, we have sent it to you. You want the clip of Yusha Tayyib, I even tried to contact Yusha. I want the other 2-3 minutes because the clip is cut off. But anyway, 90% the message came through. So you must remember, we have sent it to you. 071-888-1184. Today, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai wrote a wonderful Maulana's pen, you know. I don't think there's an alim in the world. I'm not saying South Africa, in the world, who can write like Hazrat Maulana. So in English. So master, you can write the dictionary. When I meet him, I tell him, Hazrat, you can write the dictionary. Sometimes we have to roll with the words he uses, you know. So anyway, so you must remember, he wrote there how they want to resuscitate themselves. You know when people are in Sakarat and they want to resuscitate. So how they were. You want that article? Send to us. We'll send it to you also. No problem, inshallah. Then some brother, mashallah, is asking them questions. His name is Umar Farooq Usman. Umar Farooq Osman. So mashallah, good questions. So you must remember, as far as the elders go, 100% we accept, we defend their honor. When I used to meet Hafiz Abdul Rahman, man here in lanes. So because my house and his house is walking distance, so it's not my ustad, I have to kiss his hand and everything. So that's the love and respect we have. But please don't come tell me about this today's ones here. We stay far from them. Khafarlak, dangerous. So you must remember this type of things here, that you always will have the disgrace. And if you don't make tawbah and you justify your wrong, then you go to Hizbu Shaitan. That is exactly what the Shaitan did. So make tawbah, go on you got your people's media, go on your media and say we made mistake and say we were wrong and this type of thing. Don't say you were wrong because the money is getting less. No. Say we were wrong. How could we have done that decision to go to court to close the masajid and then try and say this story, which absolute lies, it is fabrication. So lahum fi dunya khidyu wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. So mashallah, Saturday we were busy with all these type of things. Then Sunday, mashallah, then in the morning I had to rush straight after Fajr. Normally after Fajr I give advices. Sunday I didn't give. I told my brother Muhammad Khan, then quickly I have to leave. Then I jumped in my car, I went to Zakaria, and I told Hazrat Mufti Sahab, when I reached there, 10 to 6. So I told him, Hazrat, maine niyat ki tulu aftab se pehle yaha madrasa pahunchna hai. Before sunrise I must be there, because they told me they're going to leave, and then they're going to go to Akanov. The majlis was there. So mashallah, as soon as I entered the madrasa, I met Hafiz Bashir Bhatia. He was happy, I was happy. Then we met Mufti Sahab, then was Mohana Bilal Bhatia, Mohana Durvesh, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Mohana Abbas Sahib, one of the teachers, and Hasib. Hasib is our young brother from Japan. You know, Urdu they say Japan. So I know his family very well. His brother is my student, Umair Mul. He was our guide in Japan. His father is there also. We know the whole family, mashallah. So Hasib was also with us, and we went. Then mashallah, there in Akanov. Akanov is a branch of Dalum Zakaria, and was established in 2000, mashallah, and there's 80 students there currently, 5 teachers there. So first was Qiraat by Hasib, then I spoke about Fazail al-Quran, because all the Hifz classes. Then Mona Abbas spoke on Shukr, very good talk, mashallah. Mona Burhan spoke on Taqwa and Piety. Hazrat Mufti Sahib elaborated on the Quran and on Shukr and so forth, and then Zikr and Dua. So wonderful, and then we came back, and it was 9:30 or so. So I spent another 1 hour with Hazrat. That is where we have our intense discussions, very, very good. We are alone most of the time. Then the mehman come, guests come, mashallah. So all this we have discussions, you know, bilateral affairs. So mashallah. And then we come back, so it's already 11 o'clock. After 10:30, then I leave up to Hazrat also to have lunch and rest. Then in the afternoon, mashallah, with Hafiz Hussain Wadi, the Q&A. So my message in the ending now, wherever you are, remember this. Unzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. Open Mishkat Sharif. Ibn Sirin statement, rahimahullah. Watch out from whom you are taking your deen. Remember, al-ilmu deenun. This knowledge is deen. And from who you take your deen. Today, people want to take deen from Herkus Wanakus. Herkus Wanakus is Urdu. Tom, Dick and Harry know. Our deen we get from Quran Sharif. Sunnah Mubarakah. Sahaba. Ahlul Bayt. And the awliyaullah and the great, great fuqaha and our ulama who are the real akabir nowadays, our Hazrat Mufti Sahib and all of them. So that is what we need to do. And all this business that of lies and that, my advice, stay very far. You must remember that. Yeah, and I'll conclude with the saying of Sufyan Thawri. Excellent. Ya milhal umma idha fasad al milhu fasad al ta'am. Remember, when the salt gets rotten, the food is rotten. When the ulama are corrupt, then remember the ummah. Look at the Arab countries. Look at the Muslim countries. So we still can make the right decision. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq that we follow the truth with love, sincerity, and not to please governments and politicians and people. That is not Deenul Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.